fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. No one could match his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. It was he, more than any other man, who brought peace and security to the lawless frontier and blazed the trail for the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Comanche Bluff! It's going to be trouble! Hurry on, Silver! Away!
Hank Shanley and his wife Letty were plowing the field beside their cabin. As they ran the furrow toward the end of the patch, where a bluff rose from the flat country, Shanley wet his lips and narrowed his eyes. He loosened his rifle, hitched across one shoulder, so that he could slip it into his hands quickly.
We're getting near the bluff, Letty.
Shanley, stop fretting. You don't have to get that gun handed to you. There ain't nothing going to happen.
You said that afore, and it happened.
Well, that is a fool.
I tell you, Letty, it's Jeff Bruder.
No,
It is, I tell you, it is. Just because I beat him wrestling that day we was in town, he ain't never forgive me. It's him, I tell you.
What's that furrow you're plowing?
It's straight. Letty, you know it's true. It's Jeff Bruder, him and his gang. He's afeard to face me straight out, so he's trying to scare me out of here.
I'd rather it was Bruder, not Ghost.
Trouble is, there ain't no way I can prove it. No way at all.
Careful. You're going to pieces, Hank. Last night you was tossing and mumbling in your sleep.
It ain't ghosts, I tell you, it ain't.
The way you say that, sounds like you're trying to convince yourself. You're more than half believing it is ghosts.
Ghosts or Bruder, I ain't giving up for nothing.
You gotta stop fretting about it, Hank. You gotta.
If I could only see somebody. If I could grab a hold of the coyote who's doing it. If it is somebody.
Hank, don't talk like that.
It's right about here. Right about this very spot. Whoa, Betsy. Stand still, Letty.
I don't hear nothing.
No, nothing. Don't see nothing either. What's that?
Birds, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Just pesky jackdaws screeching.
Maybe it won't happen today. Sometimes it don't.
Yeah, maybe. Come on. We'll get on with the plowing. All right, Betsy, stir yourself.
Hey.
There it is. Quick, behind the horse.
I ain't going to...
Do like I tell you. Get the gun. I'll get you, Con, Sonia. I'll get you.
Hey, Jimmy, where you going?
Up this hill. Ghost or no ghost, I'm coming for you. Now, where are you? Come on out. Who was it? Fire them shots. Where are you?
Hank!
Must be around someplace. Show yourself.
Hank, you fool. You're a clear target against the sky. Get down.
Let go, me lady.
Get down.
No need for that. No need for me to yell at you for not staying down behind the horse, neither. Even when I ought to.
Put that gun down.
Sure. You can see for yourself. Ain't nobody. Nobody as far as your eye can see.
But them shots.
Nobody. There's no sound. No sound except from them doggone jackdaws. I tell you, it's a ghost.
No, Hank.
Oh, what are we going to do, Letty? I can't fight a ghost.
There ain't no ghost.
Look for yourself. You can't see a thing. Nothing. It's the ghost, and there ain't no way to lick it.
There is, Hank. There's one way.
Huh?
I didn't tell you. I wrote a letter asking for help. Don't know where he is or if he'll ever get the letter, but I sent it.
A letter? A letter to who?
To the Lone Ranger.
Got a letter for you, masked man. It's been all over the Panhandle from here to Albuquerque and back.
So I see. Comes from Comanche Bluff.
Yeah. All it says is to the Lone Ranger. But us stagecoach drivers knew one of us would run up against you sometime. Adios to you, masked man.
Adios, lads.
You too, Tonto. Gotta get to Transom for sundown. Come on, you lead horses. Lean into them braces.
Adios.
Get up, Silver.
Letter from Comanche Bluff? Yes, Tonto. Where that? West of the Rainbow River.
Oh, that long way off.
Letter signed by Letty Shanley.
What letter say?
It's been a long time getting to us, Kemosabe. Almost a month. And
what matter?
Listen. My husband needs help real bad. He's in desperate trouble. You're the only one I can turn to. Please help before he goes loco.
And bad.
1 month already, Tato. Come along, we're traveling.
Up, Silver.
Get a long way. Maybe you're too late.
We'll know that when we get there, Kemosabe. But it's a call for help, and we can't ignore it. Faster, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Across the Panhandle, Silver. We're heading west for Comanche Bluff.
Hello, Silver. Away!
This Comanche Bluff.
And this is it, Tonto.
Hello, you there.
Calling me, mister?
Where's the Shanley Ranch?
What?
The Shanley Ranch.
Oh, Shanley. Mister, steer clear of that place. It's haunted so bad that Hank Shanley is turning crazy. There's shots and... Your mask.
Stay away from your guns.
A mask, man.
I told you not to slap leather. Now let's have that answer. Where's the Shanley Ranch?
You head that way. Down the wagon trail. There's a footpath cuts across the plain out near the dry spring. You can't miss it.
Thanks. All right, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Not much farther to go.
So that's him. Where's my guns? I can put a couple of bullets right in his back.
Pretty.
Bruder, it's him.
Put up them guns, you fool.
Let's go.
Pull the trigger, I'll skin you alive. Put them shooting irons back in the holsters.
But Bruder, that mask on me. That's the Lone Ranger.
Close to your guns.
If you say so.
I was watching. Sure, I knew it's the Lone Ranger. That mask and the white stallion. That Injun part of his. You didn't let on you knew who he was, did you? You didn't call him by name?
No, I played it poker face.
Good, good.
But he's going to Shanley. Hank Shanley. Brewery's going to help him.
Yeah, I figured so when I heard you give him directions. You pointed out the way.
You ain't worried?
Not me, Purdy. Not me. Purdy, I swore a long time ago that I was going to get Shanley. I swore I wasn't going to kill him. I was going to drive him loco.
That's allowed, Bruder. There ain't but you and me know what you're doing or how.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm driving him loco. Gonna make him loco as a coyote in a mad moon. And if the Lone Ranger gets in the way, it'll be just too bad for the Lone Ranger, Sevy. Get the horses. We're trailing after them hombres.
Stop right here. Yonder's the place, mister. The end of that plowed field right under the bluff. I'm sure glad you got here, Lone Ranger.
We'll walk up there, Mr. Shanley.
No, Silver. You wait.
Your husband seemed very ill. He hardly spoke to us.
Well, he ain't sick, mister. It's just his mind.
Tell her him loco.
Quiet, Tonto.
No, I hear the engine. He's right. My husband is almost loco. Been drove almost crazy by what's been going on. Shots coming out of nowhere.
He mentioned something about a man named Bruder.
Bruder? That gent's a coward and a bully. He's a backbiting, sidewinding snake.
Is he behind this?
Mister, I wish I knew for sure. Don't rightly know myself.
And Bruder threatened to get revenge on your husband.
He did. But if he fired them shots, we should have seen him. Hank went up that bluff many a time. Not a sight, the sound of no one. Could it be ghosts, mister? Could it?
Ghosts, not shoot gun.
Sometimes I fret maybe we're both going loco. Maybe both of us...
You don't talk that way. Well, your husband hasn't been out here in quite a while.
Why, how'd you savvy that?
In this field. It's been furrowed and planted, but it hasn't been cared for. It's dry as dust.
Isn't that right?
We've been scared to come out here. Them shots...
I see.
Here we are. We were standing right here.
And there's the bluff.
It ain't more than 10 feet high. Hank used to scramble up it right pert. But he never seen nothing.
It looks quiet.
Tonto see nothing.
Oh, there's a feeling around this place. Gives me the shivers.
Well, there's nothing in sight and no sound, Mrs. Shanley.
Yeah, mister. That's it. Nothing at all. Except in them jackdaws.
What? What's that? You heard birds?
Yeah. Just around the time when them shots started, the jackdaws would start chattering and screaming. It. There. Listen.
Not jackdaw.
There they are. Up over the bluff, chattering and shrilling.
Get down. Down on the ground.
The shot.
Stay here. Down. Up. On your feet.
Please, take it. I'm not hurt.
You come past. Quick, Tyler. Help Mrs. Shanley over here. Close under the lip of the bluff.
Aren't we there?
Just stay right here, Mrs. Shanley. Right where you are.
We go uphill.
Now this way, Tyler. Your guns.
Are you ready?
What for do I stay down here, Master?
Those shots came from the edge of the bluff. No one could fire down on you. Stay down.
You watch out.
Here's the top. Land over it. Don't show yourself.
There's no one here.
No one at all.
That's funny.
Is there anyone, mister? Anybody up there?
No one, Mrs. Shanley. Not a living soul. Except the jackdaws.
That's right. Jackdaw.
Yes, Kimasabi. We know what they mean.
Pretty, come on. Get out of that tunnel.
I'm coming.
I heard the shots. You aimed to kill like I told you.
Yeah, right smack at the Indian, the woman, and the Lone Ranger. I didn't stop to see you. I had to leave pronto.
Yeah. That old fox tunnel ain't too small. You can travel fast.
I reckon I didn't miss, Bruder. I'm a good shot. You know that.
Yeah. Scared them before, and this time shooting real. Come on, we got work to do.
We're heading for...
You know where... Shanley's cabin is down that way. On your horse. Come on.
Get moving, Coyotes.
Masked man, you reckon them shots was real?
If we'd been standing, we'd have been shot, Mrs. Shanley.
How'd you know them was real shots? I always figured...
Oh, we know.
We were sure of it because... But here's your cabin. We'll stay out here a moment. We'll be right inside.
Yeah. Tell Hank there weren't no ghosts doing the shooting afore. He'll believe me.
I hope so.
He will. When I tell him the Lone Ranger got proof, he'll be a changed man.
Tonto, we're going back to the bluff later on and look around.
We go now?
In a few moments. I want to make sure Shanley realizes he has nothing to fear from ghosts. Those shots were fired to kill, Kimasabi.
That's right.
Shanley may not be enough of a plainsman to know it, but jackdaws are a sure signal to anyone trained in woodcraft. When they started to scream, that meant something was up there on that bluff.
That's right. You think it, Bruder?
We'll have to find this man, Bruder. There goes Mrs. Shanley into the cabin. We'll have to see what he's been up to. Why, he's been trying to drive Shanley out of it.
What in the world? Come on, Silver!
Inside, Tonto. Mrs. Shanley.
He's gone. Hank ain't here. He's disappeared.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived at the town of Comanche Bluff, they were certain that Hank Shanley was being made the victim of a plot to drive him insane. But when Letty Shanley let the masked man and the Indian to their cabin, Her husband had disappeared. Miles away, across the plains, two men spurred their horses on, Bruder and Pert. The limp form of Hank Shanley lay across Bruder's saddle.
We gone far enough, Bruder?
Around the other side of the cottonwoods.
Come on, horse. Take it easy, Bruder. Your horse is carrying double.
Mind your business, Pretty. The way I ride this pony is my affair. Here, pull up. Well, how do you like it?
Like what? I don't see nothing.
Come on. It's right in front of you.
Huh? Well, I'll be darned. You got a sod cabin set right in these trees.
Yeah.
And, I say, no wonder I didn't spot it. You got it all covered with branches and leaves.
Get away, Pretty. Unless you knew it was there, you could pass right by it without seeing it.
You would take a mighty sharp eye.
All right, off your horse. Give me a hand with Shanley.
We'll take him inside.
Yeah, kick open that door. We'll dump him on that bunk there.
Hey.
What are you stopping for?
This room looks mighty familiar, Bruder.
Is it?
Yeah, like... Bruder.
Kind of gives you the jumps, don't it?
This here's the spitting image of the room we took Shanley out of.
Put him on the bunk.
Same shape of the room. Same engine blanket on the wall. Same buffalo hide on the floor. Everything's...
Come on, dump him on the bunk.
If he wasn't plumb loco before, he sure will be when he opens his eyes.
Yeah. He'll wake up right soon. Let's get moving. Close the door. Now I'll fix it so he can't get out. Yeah, reckon that bar will hold him.
Got him a regular prisoner, ain't you?
Yeah, I figured this out a long time, Pretty.
I'd hate to be in Shanley's boots. If it was me, I'd have shot him and got it over with.
This shooting's too easy for him. Shanley made me a laughing stock when he beat me to wrestling. I don't like being laughed at. Pretty soon the laugh will be the other way. Now let's amble. We'll backtrack and cover the trail just in case.
Hope the sheriff don't find what we've been doing, Bruder.
The sheriff or nobody else. A couple hours from now, we'll be sitting quiet and peaceable back in Comanche Bluff. There won't be nobody to know we ever left town.
He's the sheriff.
I've been down to the plowed field, Mrs. Shanley. I saw where them bullets dug into the sod.
Did you discover where they were fired from, Sheriff?
No, mister, I didn't.
But what's happened to Hank? He was right here.
I don't reckon Bruden could have had nothing to do with it. He was in town when I left.
Me not see him. Tata brought you out here, Sheriff. You're sure you saw Bruder?
Well, not exactly. But he was around earlier.
You just took it for granted, then.
Reckon I did, mister. I'll head for Comanche Bluff and make certain.
And Bruder might have returned by this time.
Just one way to find out.
The sheriff.
Yeah?
Tonto and I have a good idea of what's been going on.
Yeah? You mean where them shots come from?
A very good idea.
Well, mister, let's have it.
And not right now. We prefer to make sure first. You'll be in Comanche Bluff tonight.
Why?
We need you. Tonto will come.
I'll be there. Adios. And don't worry, Mrs. Shanley. If it's Bruder been trying to get your husband loco, he'll wish he hadn't. Get up. Get up there.
Mister, you said...
Yes?
Where is Hank? What happened to him?
We find trail.
Trail? Mm. In the cabin? I don't see none.
Well, Tonto's an Indian, Mr. Shanley. His eyes are very sharp.
We go now, huh?
Yes, Tonto. Steady, Silver.
Oh, yep. No.
You stay in your cabin, Mr. Shanley. We'll be back. And remember what the sheriff said. Don't worry about your husband. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Don't worry about my husband. How can a body help worrying? I don't even know where he is.
What's the matter, Kemosabe? Why we go slow?
The trail's had it.
Huh?
It's wiped out.
That's right. No more signs.
It's been covered up. We've got to uncover it.
Off your horse.
We've got to find that trail, Tonto.
I can't get over the way the sheriff come busting in here, Pretty.
His jaw dropped a mile when he seen us sitting here calm as a spring morning.
He sure talked around a lot, didn't he?
Didn't come out with nothing to the point, did he?
How could he? He couldn't let on he had any suspicions about us.
I rubbed down the horses when we come back. Put them away.
I tell you, we're clear.
It's evening now. Funny we ain't heard nothing about, you know.
The Lone Ranger in the engine.
Seems like the sheriff would do some talking.
You dry ghost him, didn't you? Now, if the sheriff suspects us, he wouldn't come right out and say so, not without he's got proof.
You reckon he's playing his cards close?
Sure. Keep him close mouth to see if we make a wrong move. which we ain't.
How long you reckon we'll keep Shanley in that cabin, Bruder?
Couple of days longer. He'll be a harmless lunatic when he comes out of there. Why, I can just see him the way...
What's that?
Somebody tapping on the window.
I don't see any...
A horse and a plow below the bluff.
What, Purdy? You hear that?
A horse and a plow below the bluff. Bruder and Purdy, you better watch out.
That sounds like Shanley.
That's where I'll be waiting for you. Waiting for you.
Shanley, it can't
Look
be...
Look out the window!
Buddy, nothing, just a stone.
What do we sit like totem poles for?
You see anything?
It's dark out there. No sign of whoever it was.
It was Shanley, I tell you, Bruder. You heard him.
Yeah,
I
reckon so.
Must have been. He must have got out of the cabin.
Grab your guns. We're going to find out.
But Bruder, what about the sheriff?
Never mind the sheriff. We'll head out the back way and take a look around the town. It's dark. Saddle up them horses. We're going out to the cottonwoods.
Here's the cabin.
Keep your guns handy. Hey, door's open.
Yeah.
Shanley, get a light in here, Purdy. That lamp.
Yeah. It's empty, Bruder. That means it was Shanley we heard.
The boy was over the outside of the door. I can't say how he got it open.
Here. Here's what done it.
The poker slid in along the edge of the door and lifted the bar from inside. I gotta get that hombre, Purdy.
Huh?
Won't you listen to what he said?
You mean outside our place?
Bruder and Purdy, you better watch out. He may be loco, but he knows we brung him here.
It ain't possible. We hit him before he knew what
he
was...
He said our names, didn't he? If he keeps talking that way, sooner or later the sheriff's gonna learn about it. We gotta quiet that hombre permanent. Question is, where is he?
Yeah, he couldn't... Bruder.
You heard something?
A horse and a plow below the bluff.
Huh?
A horse and a plow...
Hey, Granny, you're right. That's what he said, too.
The place where I dry gulched the masked man and the Indian and Shanley's wife.
Well, you know Shanley's place.
He sure enough sounded loco when he was talking.
He's loco enough to be there right now. Spur your horse. The mule will be showing soon. This time we're putting a bullet into him. Let's go.
You gotta come to our place.
Your husband's back?
He's acting crazy in a loon. He's got the horse hitched to the plow. He's out in the plowed field.
This time of night, in the moonlight?
You gotta come. He's staying right next to the bluff where the shots come before. I'm scared, Sheriff.
That your buggy?
You'll come?
Right this instant, ma'am. Where's the Lone Ranger and the engine?
I'll tell you on the way, Sheriff, but please, you gotta hurry.
Sure wish your horse was faster, but... Get up there! Get up. Foolishness. Crawling into a tunnel in the side of a hill. Ain't hardly big enough to take a deep breath in.
A little farther, Sheriff.
What's going on? I hurry out here with Mrs. Shanley, and you come into this tunnel. I don't savvy. Hey, ain't that Shanley out there?
Not him.
This is far enough.
Yeah. Stop. He sure does sound plumb loco at that.
Sheriff, Shanley is not crazy.
Out there with a horse and plow in the moonlight? Mister...
Keep your voice down, Sheriff. Shanley had been talking about mysterious shots.
Sure, loco we'd talk.
Those shots were supposed to come from this very bluff, right above this tunnel.
There wasn't nobody there, ever.
Not up there, Sheriff. They came from here.
What's that?
Right from this tunnel. Here, look.
Well, I'll be... It's an opening right beside the bluff.
This is where the shots came from.
Mask man, how you figured...
We saw jackdaws fluttering over this spot, and that led us here.
Jackdaws, huh? I should have figured that myself. But Shanley disappeared.
He was taken away. Oh. Tonto and I found the trail. It was hidden, but we found it. We got Shanley out and made it look as if he'd gotten out himself. We told him what to do.
Yep. You mean he's out there acting loco because you told him?
We wanted to trap the men who tried to drive him crazy. The same men who tried to kill Tonto and Mrs. Shanley and me.
Bruder and Purdy.
Right.
But why come here into this old tunnel? Why?
Listen. Somebody come.
Quiet.
You hear?
Yes. Sheriff, come on. Right outside the entrance. Now, we'll wait.
Why, that's Bruder. That quiet.
Ain't much further, Bruder.
Doggone narrow space.
This is it.
About time.
Just move that brush to one side.
Hey, Shanley. Clear in the moonlight.
Careful. Don't lean forward. You'll roll right through them vines to the bottom of the slope.
It's only 10 feet.
Best for nobody to see where the shots come from.
You got that buffalo gun?
Right here.
I'll draw a bead on him for good. Let me get a rest to set the barrel on. There. Now.
Sheriff, get him!
What the...
He got him!
Masked man!
Grab him!
Look out!
Him got gun!
No, you don't, Purdy!
Need any help, masked man? Do you need any
Not
help?
Not anymore. The sheriff has these two.
I sure have, Shanley. Stand up, both of you. You're heading for the calaboose.
I seen you roll out of the bluff. Never calculated they'd be shooting from cover. Letty! Letty!
Hank, you all right? Never been harmed?
Oh, I'm fine, Letty. And look, the sheriff has Bruder and Purdy right under his gun.
Don't shoot, Sheriff. We'll go peaceable.
You sure will, hombre.
But how'd you figure out that tunnel we was using? Nobody tumbled that before.
It wasn't the sheriff, Bruder. If you want to know who figured your scheme, look there.
Come on, Silver, get him up, Scout.
That's who it was. Bruder, you might have got by tangling with us folks, but there isn't anybody can beat the Lone Ranger.
The story you've just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.